is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start with an update on today's storm. Governor Charlie Baker spoke earlier this afternoon saying things have gone pretty well thus far. Road cleanup was aided by the fact that many people stayed off the streets, allowing crews to do snow clearing throughout the day.
The DOT, Mass DOT, currently has over 1,900 pieces of equipment and nearly 550 employees doing cleanup on the roads. While road conditions are deteriorating quickly in the southeastern part of the state, and especially in Plymouth and on the Plymouth County and on the Cape and on the islands, traffic volume so far has been light. Visibility on those roads is reported to be poor in many areas, with strong winds, downed wires, or a possible wind hazard throughout the day.
In addition, state police have lowered the speed limit to 40 miles an hour along the entire length of the Mass Pike. More than 150 flights have been canceled at Logan due to high winds, and this afternoon, about 500 customers at least were without power in Massachusetts. And on the public transit front, Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollock says the commuter rail was running 91% on time, which is in keeping with a normal weekday performance.
So in southeast Massachusetts and increasingly on the South Shore, the road crews are keeping up with the storm, but the roads are increasingly snow-covered. So there's no reason that people should try to head home early. Let folks kind of keep up with the storm. The T and commuter rail will run on a regular schedule, so all of the trains that normally run on a weekday will be running, and people can plan to head home for the afternoon whenever they would otherwise do so. So hopefully we will have a low volume afternoon commute like we had for the morning commute, and folks will have a smooth trip home.
Pollock says she's also hopeful that the state learned lessons from last year's storms, and crews may get ahead of the snow pileup and work to clear tracks and roads before tonight's freeze. Well, let's get an update on the actual weather itself from WBUR's meteorologist David Epstein. Hi there, David.
Hello, Meghna. How are you?
I'm doing well, warm and dry inside the studio here. You just heard Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollock saying that people will maybe have a smooth trip home. Do you think she's right?
Well, it's all going to be relative, right? So it's not going to be down to bare pavement. I'm looking at the radar right now, and we see the heaviest snow band from about the city of Boston. If you sort of can picture the little blob that we make with 128 around Boston, that's kind of where the heaviest snow is. And now that's pushing off towards the south, running down Route 95, heading towards Providence. That band's going to continue to rotate south. So folks leaving the city heading south this evening will expect to see snow in the air and snow-covered roads.
Okay, so it's the south and the South Shore that still deserve more attention. We'll be talking to some folks down there in just a moment. But is that the course or the path that we had originally thought the storm would follow?
Yeah. So in terms of what we thought would be the heaviest, where the blizzard warning was up, that was the South Shore, Cape Cod, and the islands. And indeed, blizzard conditions were met. It will have to become official by the Weather Service, but it looks like they were met around Marshfield, Plymouth, that entire corridor along the coastline, as well as parts of Nantucket. Now, right now, the snow's very light across all of Cape Cod. As you cross the canal, there's one band around the Plymouth area. And as I talked about, that second band running from Boston down through Providence. Metro West actually has gotten hit, you know, and I use the term loosely, relatively hard in terms of everybody else. They'll probably end up in the 6 to 8 inch range, whereas other areas north and west of 495, really in the 1 to 4 inch range from this storm. So we didn't expect it to be big this morning when we were talking with folks, and indeed that has worked out.
And when do we think the actual snowfall will begin to peter out?
So it's already petering out. So as you get west of 128 in the 128 to 495 belt in the Worcester area, some light snow, but really not doing much accumulation. I've had reports in the Topsfield area of the sun breaking through the clouds a little bit with the snow still falling. And it will just continue to wind down the rest of the afternoon into the evening. I'm thinking generally, I have a more specific map. You can go to WBUR's website. But if you think about generally 1 to 3 inches of coating to 3 inches in the entire listening area, that would be from Worcester, North Shore, South Shore, Cape Cod, the islands. There'll be places which get a little more than that. But that's basically what we're looking at.
WBUR's meteorologist David Epstein. David, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
Well, as we've been saying, it's the South Shore that's getting the brunt of the storm today. Many towns in Plymouth County, the Cape, and the islands will continue to have a blizzard warning in effect until at least 7 o'clock tonight. Flooding on the coast and high wind gusts are main concerns. So to give us a sense about what it looks like on the ground there, we're joined now by Lieutenant Paul Tabor. He's director of the Marshfield Emergency Management Agency. Lieutenant Tabor, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon.
So how are things going in Marshfield? What are you seeing?
It's relatively quiet right now. We had the high tide around 11 this morning. And we had several roads that were closed, but we fared pretty well on that.
Okay,
no damage reported.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm really glad to hear that, because there's always the concern of flooding with these high tides and storms and possible storm surges. So any flooding reported?
There was flooding. There was roads that were impassable, and we had to block some sections to avoid cars getting damaged. But right now, all roads are open, and we're just trying to keep up with the snowfall.
Okay. And so recommendations for people who may be on the roads or commuting home as the afternoon and evening progresses?
Don't go out if you don't have to. Stay home. Enjoy the time off. If you do have to go out, use caution in your driving. And we're in New England. We know how to do it, so do it right.
Do it right. There's no excuse not to do it right. Exactly.
That's correct.
Lieutenant Paul Tabor is the director of the Marshfield Emergency Management Agency. Lieutenant Tabor, thanks so much for all your work and effort and for helping us do it right, as you
said. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's turn now to Nantucket, where the storm is also rougher than it may be elsewhere in the state. We're joined now by William Pittman. He's Nantucket's chief of police. Chief Pittman, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys out there? What are conditions like?
Weather, it's windy. Snow is coming and going. I think we're experiencing some of those so-called tapering off or bands that they've been talking about. But it looks like the plows are starting to get ahead of it pretty good now.
Okay. And just as I asked Lieutenant Tabor, have you seen any flooding or power outages in Nantucket out of the ordinary for a storm like this?
Well, the key word was out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Everything was pretty much ordinary for this kind of storm for us. We had some flooding at the high tide just a little before noon today, where the tide, I think, came up to 6 feet, where generally anything over 5.5 foot causes some roadway flooding. No structures were compromised or anything. A couple of them that traditionally when we have a nor'easter or something might have water up to their foundation. I think that happened this time. We're seeing some power outages sporadically. For a while there, we had about 2,000 customers out as a result of, I think it was a single point of failure somewhere. But that's all been restored. National Grid has been right on top of it out here. But right now, at last I saw, we had 4 or 5 individual customers that may be without power.
Mm-hmm. So all in all, okay. Sounds like it's okay going for now. Well, William Pittman is the chief of police for Nantucket. Chief Pittman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Bye now.
So that was a little update on storm conditions around the state. As a reminder, the state police have reduced the speed limit on the Mass Pike, the entire length of the Mass Pike, to 40 miles an hour. As we heard both Lieutenant Tabor and Chief Pittman say, don't go out if you don't really have to. But when we come back in just a minute, we'll go north, up 93, to New Hampshire to talk about the New Hampshire primary. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.